Lawn weeds can be a real pain. Most of the time, we view them as a nuisance and not a real physical pain. Well, spurweed, also called lawn burrweed, is a lawn pest well known throughout the warmer climates of the South for its potential to inflict genuine pain to people and pets. Dr. Jeff Durr, extension weed specialist at Virginia Tech, has indicated that spurweed is increasing importance in his area of the country, and it's been important down here in the Deep South. This winter annual broadleaf plant has opposite leaves that are twice divided into very narrow lobes. It looks a lot like parsley. Spurweed becomes a major problem in the landscape in mid to late spring when it flowers, sets fruit, and it has these razor-sharp spines that develop. It's a nuisance to pests, with the sharp spines potentially getting lodged in their paws. And all it takes is one step by a barefooted person, and you'll know that you have lawn burrweed or spurweed. Of course, on athletic fields, it can be a tremendous concern as well, particularly if the sport involves a lot of sliding or tackling as part of normal play. There's little that can or should be done about spurweed after it has flowered and produced its troublesome spines. If you have it, anticipate it will be producing plenty of seed to support next year's population, and make a note on your calendar to apply a pre-emergent herbicide in the fall. It can be controlled with pre-emergent materials. Dr. Durr's field research trials have shown excellent results in the fall pre-application using Isoxaban, Isoxaben, sold as Galleri and Greenlight Portrait. This chemical is specific to broadleaf weed control, making it a compatible chemical for most of your fall overseeding programs. You can also control spurweed quite easily with most two or three-way phenoxy broadleaf post-emergent herbicides containing things like 2,4-D, dicamba, MCPP or MCPA, etc. If you treat the weed while it's young, you're going to get the best result, and that should be done in the fall or early winter. Remember, this is one of the pests that causes much more concern than just a disruption of turf uniformity and appearance. It is a pest that actually can inflict pain if not managed appropriately. This is Tony Glover with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System.